You are listening to WUVT 90.7 FM.
Fantasies of sexual abandon permeated his thoughts, and the thing was, they wouldn't understand how she really was. He, Waldo, alone understood this. He had intuitively grasped every nook and cranny of her psyche. He made her smile. She needed him. He wasn't there. The idea came to him on the Thursday before the Mama's parade was scheduled to appear. He just finished mowing and edging the Adelson's lawn for $1.50, and I checked the mailbox to see if it was at least a worthy marshal. There was nothing but a circular from the Amalgamated Blooming Company of America inquiring into his own needs. At least they cared enough to write. It was a New York company. You could go anywhere in the mains. Then it struck him. He didn't have enough money to go to Wisconsin in the accepted fashion, true. But why not mail himself? It was absurd. He would ship himself parcel post special delivery. The next day, Waldo went to the supermarket to purchase the Mrs. Rupert. He bought a plastic tape for staple gun and a medium-sized cardboard box just right for a person of his build. He judged that with a minimum of jostling, he could ride quite comfortably. A few air holes, some water, a husband made snacks, and it would probably be as good as going tourist. By Friday afternoon, Waldo was sent. He was thoroughly packed and the post office had agreed to pick him up at 3 o'clock. He'd marked the package fragile, and as he sat curled up inside, resting on a foam rubber cushion he had thoughtfully inflated, he tried to picture the look of awe and happiness on Marcia's face as she opened the door, saw the package, tipped the deliverer, and then opened it to see her Waldo finally there in person. She would kiss him, and then maybe they could see a movie. If he'd only thought of this before. Suddenly, rough hands gripped his package, and he felt himself worn up. He landed with a thud in the truck and was off. Marcia Bronson had just finished setting her hair. It had been a very rough weekend. She had to remember not to drink like that. Bill had been nice about the job. After it was over, he said he still respected her, and after all, it was certainly the way of nature. And even though, no, he didn't love her, he did feel an affection for her. And after all, they were grown adults. Oh, what Bill could teach Barbara. That scene many years ago. Sheila Klein, her very, very best friend, walked in through the porch screen door and into the kitchen. Oh God, it's absolutely modern outside. I know what you mean. I feel all the heat. Marcia tightened the belt on her cotton robe with the silk underneath. Sheila ran her finger over some salt grains on the kitchen table, licked her finger and made a face. I'm supposed to be taking these salt pills, but they make me feel like throwing up. Marcia started to pat herself on the chin, an exercise she'd seen on television. God, don't even talk about that. She got up from the table and went to the sink where she picked up a bottle of pink and blue vitamins. Walkman, supposed to be better than steak, and then attempted to touch her nose. I don't think I'll ever touch a daiquiri again. She gave up and sat down, this time near the small table that supported the telephone. Maybe Bill will call, she said to Sheila's glass. Sheila nibbled on the food. After last night, I thought maybe you'd be through with him. I know what you mean. My God, he was like an octopus, hands all over the place. She gestured, raising her arms upward in defense. The thing is, after a while, you get tired of fighting with him. And after all, I didn't really do anything Friday and Saturday, so I kind of owed it to him. You know what I mean? Just that he's smashed. Sheila was keeping the hand over her mouth. I tell you, I felt the same way. And even after a while, she came forward and whispered, I wanted to. Now she was laughing very loudly. It was at this point that Mr. Jameson of the Clarence Darrow Post Office rang the doorbell of the large, thicker covered frame house. When Marcia Bronson opened the door, he found her carrying packaging. He had his yellow and his green slips of paper signed and left with a 15-cent tip that Marcia had gotten out of her mother's small beige pocket in the den. What do you think it is? She asked. Marcia stood with her arms folded behind her back. She stared at the brown cardboard carton and sat in the middle of the room. I don't know. Inside the package, Waldo quivered with excitement as he was hearing the voices. Sheila ran her fingernail over the masking tape that ran down the center of the carpet. Why don't you look at the return address and see who it's from? Waldo felt his heart beating. He could feel the vibrating footsteps. It would be soon. Marcia walked around the carton and read the ink scratched label. Oh, God, it's from Waldo. That schmuck, said Sheila. Waldo
neighborhood trembled with expectation.
Well, you might as well open it, said Sheila. Both of them tried to lift the stapled flap.
He must have nailed it shut.
They tugged in the flap again.
My God, you needed power drill to get this thing open.
They pulled again.
Can't get a grip.
They both stood still, breathing heavily.
Why don't you get a scissor, said Sheila.
Marsha ran to the kitchen, but all she could find was a piece of scissors. Then she remembered that her father kept a collection of tools in the basement. She ran downstairs, and when she came back up, she had a large sheet metal cutter in her hand.
This is the best I could find,
she told her friend.
Here, you do it.
I'm gonna die. She sank into a large, fluffy couch and exhaled noisily. Sheila tried to make a slip with the cleaning masking tape in the end of the cardboard flap. The blade was too big and there wasn't enough room.
God damn this thing,
she said to her very exasperated. Then smiling,
I got an idea.
What, said she. Just watch, said she, touching her finger to her hand. Inside the package, Waldo was so transfixed with excitement that he barely breathed. His skin fell quickly from the heat, and he could feel his heart beating in his throat. It would be soon. Sheila stood quite upright and walked around to the other side of the package. Then she sank down to her knees, grasped the cutter by both handles, took a deep breath, and plunged the long blade through the middle of the package, through the masking tape, through the cardboard, through the cushioning, and right through the center of Waldo Jeffers' head, which split slightly and caused little rhythmic arcs of red to pulsate gently in the morning sun.
bum, 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 bum. It's home, it's a rug, it's a home, it's a rug, it's a window, I don't, yes, yes, up, huh, up, huh, I'll go home, I'll go home, it's home, it's home. First thing that I saw, I didn't ever see that kind of classical cure. I understand that it was the first thing that I saw. That was fate. Disability sticks on. That was fate.
Every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. You can do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation can help save the lives of 3 human beings. You can visit www.redcrossblood.org for more information and to find a blood drive near you. All right, guys, the last song that you heard was Perry Ubu, Humor Me. Before that was the same artist with Sentimental Journey off the same album, The Modern Dance. Before that, we had The Velvet Underground with The Gift off the album White Light, White Heat. Before that, Cockatoo Twins with Lorelei. Before then, Roxy Music, Jealous Guy. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you want to hear something, call me and let me know. My name's Caroline, and the number to call is 540-231-9888. We're going to keep going. This next band is going to be half Japanese with Walk Through Walls. So I hope you enjoy it.
Look for me, twice to look at me. I saw just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
Thank you.
There are simple steps you can take to prevent unwanted pregnancies and STD transmissions. Using condoms greatly reduces your risk of pregnancy when used correctly. Condoms can shield you from unwanted diseases. Safe sex can save your life. All right, guys, hope you're enjoying the show. I'm Caroline, and I will be here with you until about 6 o'clock today. What you heard last was The Smiths. That song was That Joke Isn't Funny Anymore off of Meat Is Murder. Before that, we had King Crimson with Mate Kudasuki, which means please wait in Japanese, I think. Prince before that with Purple Rain. Before that, 10cc with I'm Not In Love. And before that, half Japanese with Walk Through Walls. Hope you're enjoying this show. It's kind of all over the place. I am playing entirely out of the vinyl stacks. So if you know a vinyl album that you'd, maybe some older music that you'd like to hear, just let me know. Call me up. The number to call is 540-231-9888. And I will try to play whatever it is you want to hear. All right, so up next, we have The Suburbs. And who knows what else after that? I'm just going to keep it interesting for you. All right, here we go.
We'll be right back. Come out of the sky, they stop.